The grandmother of Barack Obama endorsed the World March for Peace and Nonviolence. It began last October in New Zealand and is going across six continents to Argentina by January 2, 2010. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, former President Jimmy Carter, and the 14th Dalai Lama are among those who have endorsed the effort. The march follows a legacy of nonviolence inspired by Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King, and has gained citywide endorsements from Clearwater and Tarpon Springs, Florida. Dennis Redmond is the national organizer for the march in the United States.
There have been many atrocities, many wars that have been called in the name of peace. So for us, we want the message also going out that it's peace through nonviolence, and that there really needs to be a change of the culture in this country, from a culture that's based on a mentality of violence to one that really looks for a true peace. Our point of view is that we really see that we won't move to another stage of human history until the human beings get to a point where they reject violence.
But the U.S. has been in Afghanistan for 8 years while justifying the occupation with nation building. Redmond is skeptical that the U.S. has humanitarian interests as the primary motive for the war.
And we've had many, many years to do humanitarian actions in Afghanistan. So I'm a little distrustful when people say that, this is the main benefit of being there is to produce these humanitarian efforts for people, because I don't believe that's the case. And if it is the case, then let's really engage the international community to say, let's find another approach. How do we go in and provide a whole strategy for providing humanitarian relief for this country that needs it? That's not the way we're doing it.
According to Redmond, war cannot cause peace, but nonviolence will bring a change in consciousness.
Making a neighborhood newspaper and opening up means of communication, neighborhood radio, that for us is a form of nonviolence. Holding discussions, education, union organizing, all of these are, for us, really forms of nonviolence, because they're looking to change how people perceive the situation, how people understand it, and as I said, to sort of change their consciousness, that they begin to start moving in another direction. People have to begin to understand the physical and emotional registers that a person has when they witness violence, when they're a victim of violence. And I think those kinds of discussions are really crucial.
Rise Up Tampa Bay organizes a coalition of local peace groups. Edith Levy is a retired school teacher in Bradenton who protests war with one of them called the Greenbridge Patriots.
And every Sunday from 11 to 12, we stand on the bridge with signs of all kinds, get out of Afghanistan, we don't want Iran to be the next war, health care rather than warfare. We'll do it, we'll do it until the war stops.
St. Pete for Peace is a grassroots anti-war group in Florida. One of their protesters, Dina Formentini, said that although the government continues funding war, that is not the will of the American or the Afghani people.
The people have been for a very long time, through protests, through letter writing, through telephone calls, through any kind of way that they can get themselves into the media to say, we don't support this, we don't want this to happen, but they do it anyway. And then they try to justify it. They give us all these reasons as to why we need to be there and why we need to go in, that we need to nation build. But it's been seen that the people of Afghanistan don't want us there. And by being there, the only thing that we're going to do is we're going to create, a resistance movement among the Afghani people, and it's going to make it more dangerous for our soldiers that are there. So we're actually creating a more hostile environment than already exists, and not only putting our Afghani lives in danger, but the lives of our soldiers.
Formentini believes that nation building abroad is a diversion of taxes that could be spent improving conditions inside the U.S.
Say so many times that we want to nation build in all of these other nations, but we don't nation build here. In terms of our health care, for being one of the largest industrialized nations on the planet, we have the least number of people with access to health care, and I think that that's appalling. And so we go into all of these other nations and try to help them, but we have people here that are hungry. We have people here who don't have access to housing. We have people here that aren't getting a decent education. And I think that instead of trying to force something on a nation that doesn't want us to be there in the first place, we should put more emphasis on the people here that are pleading with their government for help.
Beatriz Chad is the Florida organizer for the World March for Peace and Nonviolence.
Well, the events here in Florida, in Orlando, we had a march on the 2nd, December the 2nd, and also there were people that were very excited there that want to create a second event in Orlando. And being here is so great. Seeing all these people from different organizations has been great. And we are going to have a picnic in Miami on the 13th, December the 13th.
The peace train ended with a concert at Taylor Park with music from the Kim Stein Trio. Over 1 million people are expected to participate in the Global March and will culminate January 2nd, 2010 in Argentina, where a celebration of the 99,000-mile journey will be held in the Andes Mountains. To find out more about the World March for Peace and Nonviolence, visit their website at worldmarchusa.net. For more information about local groups, visit our website at wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.